Have you ever been on a road trip in the summertime in farming country? Maybe you pass a cow pasture. Let's just say that I wouldn't want to be driving a convertible with the top down. The smell can get a little ripe. Nothing you do will ever get you used to that smell. To this day, I can't stand the smell of cooked cabbage. First time I smelled it, didn't like it. Last time I smelled it, didn't like it. Every time in between, didn't like it then either. Watching the Beavers last weekend, not something I want to get used to either. More than likely you either. Certainly the players and the coach either. Last week? Forgettable. Let's just hope it's not too much of a familiar taste. The familiar taste of poison.
You have to have short-term memory. You have to move on. But you still need to talk about it. I mean, it happened. You know, obviously, again, we don't want repeat performances. You know, and I had to let them know exactly what my concerns were, what I saw, what some of my frustrations were, but also to let them know how good of hockey they can play. And we showed them, obviously, we had a lot of clips of, you know, how we want to play. And these guys have played, they've won a lot of hockey games. They've had a lot of success. And when they get after it and they attack and they compete and they're hard to play against, you know, we can be a fun hockey team.
It's not that Ferris State was blowing out Bemidji State in the first period last Saturday. They made two plays, got one lucky bounce, and were up 3-0. 2-on-1 back the other way. Tapped in from the left post by Liam McDougall. 3:31 into the game. Ferris up 1-0.
Well, and it's an odd man rush, which you can't give up, and especially early in the game. Ferris State strikes first.
Between the circles. Puck deflects in over Matthias Scholl. And his shoulder, I think that went off the stick of Jubenville. That is a bad break.
It did. Well, it was a pass, and again, Bemidji State, I mean, they allowed zone entry. The puck came ringing around the boards, gets flung towards the net, goes off the skate of Jubenville.
Before you knew it, it was 5-0 Ferris State. We got to the second intermission last Saturday, had a chance to visit with a fifth-year senior, Ethan Somoza. I didn't know what to ask him. He didn't know what to say. What can you accomplish here in this third period to kind of gain some momentum for next week?
Just try to win the third.
As a captain, what do you say to your team in a situation like this?
Just go out there and win the third.
The Beavers at home have been a very puzzling team to figure out. On the road, they're a hard team to figure out, but in a good way. They've lost just once in league play on the road, and that came in overtime. None of us hope that we ever get used to seeing what we saw last weekend. You know, there's a recent saying that says you just can't unsee some things. Well, I'm still trying to shove last weekend's games into a part of my brain that will never surface again. Beavers on the road with the Michigan Tech Huskies nipping at their heels. Our Budweiser pregame show next here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Of poison.